Hello, hello, hello.
All right, so there's gonna be background noise in this one because I'm gonna do my makeup while I'm answering. Sort of like a get ready with me ASMR experience. And I know you guys are all super excited about that. So that's great. Okay, so this is the OnlyFans section of my AMA. I know it's been a really fucking long time since I posted it. I just have a lot on my plate. Well, actually, like I don't have a lot on my plate. I just eat very slowly. And that's true, like literally and figuratively, unless it's a cheeseburger and I'm hungry, in which case I eat very quickly. All right. Okay, so now I'm looking in the mirror doing my makeup as I record this, and that's very interesting. Okay, so let's see. My first question just says play guitar, which I assume is asking me if I play guitar, and I do not. Both my father and my stepfather. Bro. Air conditioning turning on. I'm just gonna like maybe leave this raw. Anyway, both my father and stepfather play guitar and they're very good at it. I do not play guitar. I would like to play the didgeridoo. That is something, an instrument I would love to learn, and I sing. Okay, let's see. Would you ever film with a fan? I have shot with producers who were big fans, and that's kind of hot. Kind of gives me a like a little feather in my cap feeling. The first time I did it, the guy I was shooting with was like he asked if he could eat my ass, and I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, please eat my ass. And so I heard him like from behind me. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm licking Jay Taylor's asshole. And like that just says, whoo, that was hot. I really enjoyed that. So yeah, I would say, what was the question? Yes. Would I film with a fan? Would you ever deploy a fan? Okay, so actually, a couple years back, I used to offer that. Like there was actually an offer extended to kind of anyone in my fan base that they could come out and shoot a scene with me. And no one ever fucking did. And it was really disappointing because there were 3 or 4 times when I actually had things sort of scheduled and then they'd ghost and no one ever came out. And so that's not really anything I offer anymore because I feel like you guys had 5, 6, 7 years to make it happen. And y'all pussed out, so no. I don't think that's something I would do. I don't like saying I would never do something, but it's not super likely. You know what I'm saying? All right. Oh, this question. Does dick size matter? So I'm gonna let you know something. Unless you have a 2-inch penis, or a 10-inch penis, the only person who cares about the size of your penis is you. It is very, very rare, because I get dick pics all the time, that I get a dick that has a size I care about. Like it just doesn't matter as much as you think it does. Like I know you can't control it, but if I'm being really picky, I like dicks that are really pretty. Like an aesthetically pleasing penis. I would rather, and I don't like a super skinny head, like if it tapers down towards the head, like I don't like that. Because it tends to hit the cervix in a really painful way. But for the most part, homie, like no one cares but you. Like you are the one who's like, oh no, is my dick too small? It's probably not. Like I got a pic today, and the guy's like, please be honest, I have to know. And it was like the most normal average penis I've ever seen. And And it's kind of sad because, I don't know, you guys think that your dicks aren't good enough and, like, they're fine. And if you know how to use them, like, they're super fine. And, you know, personally, me and all my friends, we like a smaller, sort of, a more average-sized wiener, for the most part. Like, the most popular talent for women, like, within women in the porn industry, aren't the super hun guys. They're the, like, the normal-looking guys. Because they're more fun to fuck, and they don't hurt our vaginas. You know what I'm saying? So chill it out. Your wiener is fine. And it's beautiful and wonderful. And love your wiener. And your wiener will love you back. Who is someone you've performed with and went to again? There's a couple people on that list. I'd always love to go again with James Dean. He is always gonna have a special place in my brain for sure. I don't know. All the people who I'd like to fuck all the time. My normal fuck people. Ryan Driller is on that list. Let's see. Does this eyeliner work? Probably not. I'm not very good at eyeliner. I'm gonna shoot customs today. Tonight. At least one custom. I think two. Because one of them is like a foot thing that doesn't even show my face. And I think I can do, yeah, that's kind of pretty, a face one as well. I'm rambling, but that's fine. You wanted to hear me talk, huh? Yeah, you did. Oh, I did an eyeliner pretty, guys. Okay. There was a second question. And then, you know, like, all the people who I really adored performing with, Shreds is on that list. Angela White, just because every time I get to fuck Angela White, like, I can't believe it's happening. Like, oh my god, I get to fuck Angela White again. Like, this is amazing. Yeah, it's cool. Are you really from Iowa? Nope! I'm not from Iowa. I am a California girl, but I did live in Iowa my sophomore year of high school. And I lived in a very small town. And I did show choir and, I didn't call it drama. They called it something else. I think they called it speech was what I did. So now I'm gonna do this eyeliner. I'm fucking up the wrong eye. This is boring for you guys, huh? I'm sorry. What mainstream companies would you like to shoot for? Oh, so I assume you mean like big time companies. I love working with Adult Time because I feel like they really take care to do cool shit with their models. I think Team Skeet has a lot of really fun ideas. Like they do the, there's a lot of things that they do that I think are really cool and funny, and they're always changing it up and doing new shit. You know, fuck this eyeliner's stupid. And I think that's really cool. Let's see who else. There's others. Fuck, I don't even know. There's a lot. Oh, yeah, I did want to touch on one thing about Team Skeet that I don't like, is they have this new free use site. And I feel like they're doing it wrong. I know, like, I'm certainly not the authority on free use porn, but like the girls aren't enjoying it at all. So it's just like you go up and you fuck whoever your chick, and she's just not even acting like you're fucking her. And I think, like, where's the fun in that? Like, I think that takes some of the fun away. You feel me? You feel what I'm saying? I should not have done this distracted. This is not working as well as it could be working. Okie dokie. How do you feel about spit fetish? Oh, Deacon, I'm so sorry, but I really dislike body fluids. I have a special spicy brain,
and they just make me super grossed out. And since this is an AMA, I'm just going to be super honest and not be like, oh my God, I love it. Because, like, I thought we were all just faking. Like, we all just pretended to like this. And so, like, I talked to my my Discord group, which is where me and all the other Jasper fans hang out. And they all love this. So, I don't know. But, like, you know when you, like, pull your dick out of a girl and have her taste it? Disgusting. Hate it. Please don't make me do that. Like, I'll suck it, like, for sure. But, like, be like, ooh, do you want to taste yourself? Absolutely fucking not. I do not want to do that at all. But apparently, and I was shocked when I learned this, that's not the general consensus. Apparently, people love that shit and want to taste their pussies all day long. I don't necessarily have a bad tasting pussy. Like, it just tastes like a pussy. But it's just so overpowering. It's just a lot for me to handle, and I fucking am not into that. Also, like, if you finger me and then you're like, here, taste yourself, like, why? Like, why? Like, why? Like, if you need more spit and, like, that's the thing, like, okay. But, like, I don't want to taste myself, like, for my pleasure. So I feel like it has to be, like, it's like a super dominance thing where you're making me do something, which can be fun, but it's not a punishment for me. Like, it's not something where I'm like, ooh, you made me do the dirty thing. It's like, all right, fine, I'll do this because you're making me. There was also, like, I love pre-cum. Like, the only body fluid I'm like, is pre-cum in very, very small doses. And I was working with this guy who knew that, and I'm gonna click something. And so he was dripping, and I'm like, oh my God, pre-cum, yay. And he's like, yeah, I know you love that. And I'm like, yeah, can I have it? And he's like, yes, but I want you to close your mouth, and I'm going to rub it all over your lips, and then you're going to let it sit there like lip gloss. Oh, don't do that to me. That was not something I enjoyed anywhere near to the level that I could have enjoyed it. So, yeah. Anyway, so spit fetish, if I'm having really raunchy sex, I will occasionally ask to be spat on, and if a guy's, like, fucking the shit out of me and dripping sweat onto me, I love that, but, yeah, like, I've also done fetishes where, like, my face or my armpits are licked. Hate it. Too wet, too sloppy, too much nastiness. Not into it at all. So, sorry if that was harsh. I feel very strongly about this. Okay. Which fandom is less toxic, porn or Star Wars? That would be the porn fandom for sure. Five, sure. Yeah, for sure. Star Wars, I'm not gonna get into the toxicity of Star Wars, but we all, like, know. We all know about it. Don't do that. Don't be like that. It's okay. It's okay. You can just open up the fandom and open up the canon, and it's fine, and it doesn't hurt you. Chill out. It's fine. What's the thing that really turns you on when you take phone sex calls? Okay. So this is super hard to define. Like, I can't, like, I'm going to tell you what it is. But it's a sort of intrinsic. Like, I can't be like, do this one cool trick. There's a way of talking to me like a person. Like, first of all, talking to me and, like, having a chat with me and not being like, so what are you doing? Oh, okay, cool. Like, having a conversation, like, you actually are moving through the flow of conversation and it's not halting or, like, pausing or trying to lead me somewhere. And doing that in a really soft, calm voice. Because that'll trigger my ASMR. And then I'm I'm yours. And then I just want you to keep talking to me forever and ever and ever. So that is, that works for me. Also, accents, if you're foreign, I will get, excited. Or if you're just, like, excited to chat with me and, are cool, I will also probably get excited. Two questions from Samam. How many licks does it take to get to the center of your tootsie roll pop? And how many orgasms is it possible for you to have before you're completely fucked out? These are very hard questions, Saw Man. I've never counted the number of licks. But I think what you're getting at is how fast do I orgasm? And I can orgasm in 30 seconds or sooner. Like, I can just kind of spontaneously orgasm if I'm consuming the right erotic material or doing the right sexy thing. Just because I get so hyped up in my brain. And then my body just goes, oh my god. But I will say, if you've ever seen me masturbate, I mean, if you're on OnlyFans and you've seen me masturbate, like, I'm sure you can tell the difference of when I do a solo and when I, like, fuck myself for real. It's a very different kind of orgasm. And the orgasm I have when I masturbate, sorry, I'm doing my under eyeliner, is marked by these really heavy, overpowering, full body contractions. Like, they're amazing to witness from what I understand. And when I have sex with a partner or with my hand, which I, can do that now, which is cool. I don't have those. I have much smaller little orgasms that kind of feel like a full body shudder, but they're very, very nice. And I can have those over and over and over and over again, which is cool. Whereas with the big ones, I get, the most I can do in a row is 3. And then I'm like, holy shit. And I have to be like riled and listening. Well, listening to Jasper for that to happen. Yeah. So that's how my orgasms work. And how many orgasms is it possible for you to have before you're completely fucked out? Okay, so it's only happened twice at this point where I have tapped out. The first time, there's a clip series on, I think it's on Minivids too, but it's for sure on Clips for Sale. And I've posted it on OnlyFans, but you can't really search on OnlyFans. We called Jay's a whore. Because I had, Robbie Echo and Nathan Bronson over with, what's her name? Ivy Sherwood. And, so we shot a couple little, like, playful scenes, like games and shit. And, then we shot, I guess we shot, yeah, okay, I had them booked for a custom. So we shot the custom, which was, them fucking me in a schoolgirl skirt with the panties on. So they, like, pulled the panties inside. So we shot that. And then, since I'm hanging out naked at my house, they just kind of kept going. Like, they started up again. And my partner just, like, quietly handed them a camera and, like, set up his own camera. And just, like, okay, just go ahead. Just fuck. And I let those boys fuck me until I couldn't move. until my pussy was so swollen from probably 2 hours of straight fucking, like, back and forth, fucking mouth to pussy, that, it just swelled shut and, like, I couldn't take any more dick. Like, I fell off the couch. I'm like, I have to stop. yeah. And as for number of orgasms, like, the last time I counted my record was the first time with Ryan Driller, and that was 27 in a 30-minute scene. So yeah, a lot. I don't know. I like coming and getting fucked. Is there anything sexual you
enjoy doing personally, but not on camera. Absolutely. Oh, it scrolled up. Okay.
I much prefer to masturbate solo without you guys watching. Like, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I do do real solos here on OnlyFans. This is GWA. This is Soulgasm, where this is being posted. But I do do solos here on OnlyFans that are real. But it's so much harder. It's so much more difficult because I have to be at least barely aware that there's a camera on me. And so I have to, like, make sure I'm in frame and shit. And when I masturbate solo, like, I can go forever and just, like, my favorite thing to do is just fantasize and, like, sit in, like, sensual feelings for ages and ages and ages. And so that's something I really enjoy. But when I'm masturbating on camera, sorry, I got a text from someone I really want to work with, so now I'm excited. When I masturbate on camera, I feel like there's a time limit. You know? I feel like there's a time limit, and I just have to be aware of other things. So. Sith or Jedi? The Sith, obviously. Like, come on. Come on. Come on! Like, Obi's cool. But, like, Darth? Maul or Vader? Fucking spicy emo Anakin? You guys aren't gonna like this answer, huh? You guys are gonna get all fucking butthurt. Fuck, what's his name? Kylo? Fuck! Dude, I want that shit. That's the shit I want. Okay. What non-sex activities do you enjoy? I enjoy so many things, guys.
I guess my writing is sex related because it's almost entirely porn. but I like to write. I used to read. I don't really do that as much anymore. It's not really my chosen form of escapism unless I get, like, really invested in a book I really like. And currently I'm reading Redwall, which is a lot of people's childhood favorite, and I am struggling through it so much, and I think that's because there's no sex in it. Maybe if the mice, like, fucked, I'd be more into it. But anyway, I have horses. I'm really into, I'm a new baby Spartan racer, and so I'm really into, like, those kind of sports, like mud runs and endurance running. I think it's very, very cool. I go very, very slow and gently currently, but, that's, like, a dream of mine to, do the cool shit. I think that's really badass. I like movies. I watch a lot of YouTube. I like to color. I like to cook. I like to cook. I like to bake. Yeah, stuff like that.
If you could have sex with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Okay, if you guys, this fucking fan, if you guys have been following me for any amount of time,
then you know if I have to pick two characters. Well, it says one, but I'm picking two. That's absolutely Jackson Tor from Fade by Night's Space Boys series. I'm wiggling my eyebrows. Can you hear it? So Tor is a in my head, because in canon he's taller, but in my head he's like 9 feet tall. He's like a 9 foot tall anthropomorphic lizard. And Jax is a 4 foot little green goblin man with 4 arms. He's grabby and he moves really fast.
And yeah, I was introduced to them a little over a year ago in the Space Boys audio, captured and interrogated by marauders. And they DP'd me. And it was wonderful. So yeah, that's those would be my pick for characters. Characters you know. Fuck, who would be good at fucking me? Ah, Lucius Malfoy. There we go. He's been my crush for a very long, very long time. I've written erotic fanfiction about that man. Do-do-do. If you could transport yourself into any of the erotic stories you enjoy, which one would you choose? That's very hard. I wonder if any of my horde friends are listening to this. At least probably three of them are listening. I think I'd go to Extempore. I think I'd go to Extempore with Fade. And I definitely fuck, I don't know, would I fuck everyone the same way the Little Witch does? Am I, like, I could. I for sure could. I just like the thought of traveling through the book. And those of you listening who do not know about Fade and Extempore are very lost right now. But anyway, so Fade is, I stumbled into a bookshop in the rain, and the bookshop owner fucked me because he could tell it's what I wanted because it was a magic bookshop. And he picked up a book about how he was fucking me, and he's like, oh, you're a dirty whore, and then he fucked me. And I was like, wow. And then I picked up this other book, and he's like, no, not that one. That's, like, my special book. But I didn't listen, and I opened it, and then it transported us to, like, a magical realm. And so now we're in the magical realm, and we can't get out until we, like, finish the book. And I can't stop fucking everybody. So that's where I'd be. That's where I would go. Who was your favorite porn performer before getting into porn yourself? Was this someone that inspired you to do porn, or was that purely something you ventured into on your own? Okay, so I had three before I started really performing. Well, actually, I had one, and I had two others who, I guess only one other. So James Dean was my porn crush, and I was a Tumblr teenager where I would just spend hours watching videos and looking at GIFs and reading interviews and fan fiction and masturbating to James Dean. Like, I wouldn't eat all day because I would just be masturbating to James Dean. And so the first time we had sex, I told him this and he liked it. And the other one, when I was camming, and I've reached out to him since then and he completely ignores me, so he hates me now. Do not message him. Was Jack Lawrence. Yeah. Oh, what could have been? Was this someone that inspired you to do porn, or was that purely something you ventured into on your own? I started as a model, a real model, and that's really hard. And I didn't get very far at all. And I had a friend who did, I guess at that point you would call them cross-dressing cam shows. And he later came out as trans. She came out as trans. We are not at all in contact anymore. But that's what, I'm just going to use they. That's what they did. And so I cammed once on cam. Was it cam 4? I think it was cam 4. It was my first time I ever cammed. And I made $400 that night. And cam 4 is not a site you're supposed to charge for. So I, like, posted my email address in the chat bar, like, email me for a private show, and I made $400 that night, and that was, like, my first night, and I was 18, and I was like, holy fuck. So, yeah. And then I was blocked from that site, and so my boyfriend at the time was like, hey, maybe you should get on this website at My Free Cams, and then I was on My Free Cams. And from there, I just blossomed into the little porn butterfly you see before you. So that's how that went. Okay. Who is the most fun to eat out? How do you keep your scene archive sorted? When is your new scene with adult time coming up?
Okay. Who is the most fun to eat out? There are a couple that stand out to me. The first one who I was like, holy shit, wow, was Daisy Monroe was her name. She smelled like honey. Like I opened a fucking jar of honey and just, I was wanted to continue smelling her and licking her and being all over her. Another more like, not like glamorous porn chick. That would be Rainy, who, I tweet about all the time because she's the most gorgeous angel I've ever seen in my life. I shot with her because she came down with a couple other Canadian people. And so there were four other performers in this room that I was going to shoot with. And I locked on Irini. Like, and she wasn't all done up in her beautiful anime makeup. Like, she was just existing. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, her everything. I was like, oh my God, you are an angel. You are my perfect, beautiful angel. And, yeah. So when you watch me in lesbian scenes, you might notice that I will eat a girl out and I will do a very nice job. And then when she is done, I will stop. I'm like, okay, we have finished this part of the scene. Not with Rhi. With Rhi, I stayed down there. And then I went up and we kissed and then I went back down there. Like, I did not want to stop worshiping her body. Obsessed. And two other standouts I have, Chanel Preston, who I had in, was it Prison Lesbians Volume 2? I got to fuck Chanel. She has the softest pussy I have ever put my mouth on. Like, it was like licking a fucking flower. And I know I use that analogy a lot, but oh my God, like, it felt so good in my mouth. And Angela White, like, having your face between Angela White's legs, like, amazing. Like, oh my God, it's one of those days where you like go, oh my fuck, how is this my fucking job? And she is a super soft pussy too. I wonder if they used to like make their pussy so soft, because I want a super soft pussy. How do you keep your scene archive sorted out? Ooh, that would be a question for Slam Dog. So Slam Dog is my partner. He has been my partner for almost the whole time, about 10 years. And he handles all the tech. So I do the posting and fan interaction. And he does editing and like logo design and trailer making and things like that and scheduling. And then we outsource our descriptions to truckers. Who write all my descriptions for me. And so the tech aspect of it, I don't have any fucking interest in being a part of. And he just takes care of it. So, I mean, there's scenes that have been lost because hard drives have gone down and, like, we just don't have those scenes anymore. They're gone forever. Like, my first, 3 years of porn are gone. Ugh. Dirty Teenager is gone. Which is whatever. I guess it should happen. but yeah, we just do our best to, we have terabytes of footage. I think at my last calculation, I guess being super conservative, 1,000 scenes, maybe. It's a lot of hoeing. A lot of hoeing. Okay, and then the awkward question. When is your new scene with Adult Time coming out? So I shot with Adult Time a year ago, actually. It just came up because my Snapchat memory showed me where I dyed my hair, and it was a year ago. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't think that scene is ever coming out. I think what happened was it was for Pure Taboo, which is usually dark and moody. But the script that we had was very, very obviously a comedy. And so we had two options, which is play it totally straight, like it wasn't a comedy, or play it like it was written,
which was super fucking funny. And so it was with Seth, like it was a scene with Seth, and then my non-sex talent was Sophia Grace. And so it was funny, and we did our comedy scene, and it was pretty good. I don't think they're ever going to release it. And I've tweeted them before, because they do every month, they do the, ooh, what's coming up next month? And there's been a couple times, like there was one time when I DM'd them like nice, and I was like, hey, any idea? And they're like, oh, no. And I'm like, okay. And then the second time I was like, LOL, it's never coming out, huh? And then and they didn't respond to that one. But I don't think it's ever coming out. So I am so sorry. I don't think it was me at all. I just think that maybe they don't know what to do with it. So maybe it'll come out at some point, like 10 years from now. I don't know. This is kind of disappointing. It makes me upset. Anyway. Okay. Favorite dick size, really? Okay. So the guy asking this, I'm gonna just out him. Has like a pretty big dick and he loves showing it off. So just for you, honey, I will say that I love a big, long, thick cock stretching out my tight little hole. I want it to bruise my cervix and leave all the muscles around my pussy stretched and sore. Yep, that's totally true and exactly how I feel. I think that's everyone from OnlyFans. This has been a nice little 36-minute one. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for subscribing and listening and caring what I have to say. Thank you so much.